AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the first case of its kind that we know of. Pope Francis is accepting the resignation of Bishop Robert Finn, who leads the Kansas City, Missouri diocese. Finn pleaded guilty 3 years ago to not reporting suspected abuse by a priest. The priest, Sean Rattigan, went to prison for 50 years after pleading guilty to child pornography charges. Roman Catholics in the Kansas City area had pressed Finn to step down, and some petitioned the Pope to remove him. It's the deadliest incident of its type ever recorded in the Mediterranean. That's what the UN is saying this morning about the drownings of hundreds of migrants on smugglers' ships. Italian prosecutors are now building their case against the captain of one ship. Artricia Thomas in Italy says one of the survivors is talking.
The only survivor that has spoken at length so far is a Bangladeshi survivor who was helicoptered into the city of Catania and is in the hospital. And he told prosecutors that he believed there were 950 people on board, that there were two lower levels of the ship in which hundreds of people, including many women and children, were locked below.
The Boston Marathon bombing trial resumes today. Johar Tsarnaev has been convicted, but today the jury begins deciding whether he should be executed. Legal analyst Daniel Medved.
This is a man who either will be sentenced to life in prison for the rest of his life, really for the rest of his life, or will be sentenced to death. So there isn't a concern about him eventually being freed.
In order for Tsarnaev to get the death penalty, all the jurors have to agree. In Alabama, a spokesman for a Muslim couple says their 20-year-old daughter has fled their Birmingham suburb to join militants in Syria after being recruited online. This is AP Radio News. Police in Baltimore say their investigation into the death of a man in custody will be completed by the 1st of May. Here's our Tim McGuire.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rollins Blake admits her frustration.
I'm angry that we are here again, that we have had to tell another mother that their child is dead.
Closed-circuit TV video shows no physical confrontation between 25-year-old Freddie Gray and the police officers arresting him on April 12th. A bystander video shows officers dragging him to a van. Deputy Police Commissioner Jerry Rodriguez says sometime and somehow Gray suffered a severe spinal injury that led to his death.
What we don't know and what we need to get to is how that injury occurred.
I'm Tim McGuire.
A government task force of medical experts says women should get a mammogram every 2 years, beginning at the age of 50. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.